Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and we're continuing our study in Hebrews. The passage that I am planning to end on today is actually chapter 12, verse 1, which reads, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God." So, chapter 12, verse 1, Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So he says, therefore, when you see the word therefore, ask what it's there for. Well, he's connecting what he's about to say with what he has just said. He has just been through this long list of Old Testament saints who by faith accomplished such exploits for God. And let's just mention a couple of them. For example, of course, he begins with Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah. Verse 8 of chapter 11 says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." Why did he do this? Why did he uproot from his surroundings, from his familiar surroundings and relatives, and go into a land he knew not of, didn't really know where he was going? It was because he trusted the one that called him. By faith he did this, and went into the land and became the founder of a whole new race through whom God would bring the Messiah into the world. By faith, Abraham. And then it talks about in verse 17, again, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called." Now, in this situation, the offering up of Isaac, it shows really, it dramatically highlights Abraham's trust in God. Now, you have to realize he is up well over 100 years old, probably approaching 120 years in age, because Isaac is an adult by this time. Some speculate that Isaac is around 18. Some speculate he's as old as 30. We don't know for sure, but he's obviously, an adult. And Isaac is the one through whom God had said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called." In other words, your descendants that I am promising you, your descendants, Abraham. And when God made the promise, Abraham and Sarah had no children. He said, "But your descendants shall be as numerous as the sand on the seashore and as the stars of heaven." And he said, they're going to come through Isaac, not through Ishmael. They're going to come through Isaac. But now, before Isaac is ever married, and before Isaac has any children, God speaks to Abraham to take him and offer him up as a burnt offering. How could this be? Well, he gets up. And he follows through with this. And they get to the mount where God sends them. He binds Isaac. And there was some faith in Isaac too, for he allowed his old father to bind him. And he willingly laid down on the altar, really a foreshadowing, a type of Jesus. And Abraham raised his knife, and he was about to kill his son Isaac and offer him as a burnt offering. But the angel of the Lord, which was really the voice of God, spoke out of heaven and said, "Don't do it, Abraham. Now I know that you trust God, that you love God, that you trust God, and there's nothing that you would withhold from him. And then Abraham looked up his eyes and he saw a ram caught in a thicket. He took Isaac off the altar, took the ropes off of him, and then together they offered up the lamb, the ram that God had provided in his place. But here, notice what it says here. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed or your descendants will be called. Look at verse 19, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. In other words, Abraham so trusted God's word. He so trusted God's promise. He concluded, the only thing he can conclude was, God is going to raise Isaac from the dead because he's already given me the promise that my descendants are going to come through Isaac. And now he's telling me to offer him up as a burnt offering. Now this is before we read of any body being raised from the dead in scripture. This is very early on. This is before the resurrection of Jesus. This is before stories of people being raised from the dead. So this was really something, but it was based in his trust in God. It was based in his trust in the trustworthiness of God. That by faith he obeyed because he so trusted in God's character that God would fulfill his promise, that he concluded God must be going to raise Isaac from the dead because he would never go back on a promise. My friends, have we come to that place of faith and trust in God? Wow. So no wonder it says, look at verse 30. He says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. It was because they trusted God. And so they acted upon his word. They acted upon his promises. You see, true faith will always lead to corresponding actions, will always lead to obedience. True faith through trust. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the heart at Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. Wow. Worked righteousness, obtained promises, stop the mouths of lions, and on he goes. And so now we come down where I said we wanted to conclude the lesson today, chapter 12. And remember, when the writer wrote this, he did not divide it into chapters and verses. This was one letter. It flowed together. Verse 39 says of chapter 11 says, and all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, based on what I've been telling you, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, he's talking about these Old Testament saints, since we are surrounded with such a cloud of witnesses. Now, what are we going to do? He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us or entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And he's drawing a picture from the games and the Greeks. They had their Olympic games at this time. And, and that's where our every 4 year, the Olympics comes from, that Greek tradition of these sporting events. But think of a race. And this is the picture Paul is presenting. When a person goes out, the runners that go out to run a race, they strip down with as few clothes as they can and still be somewhat decent. And they're there on the starting blocks. They're very intent. They're very focused. And they're not looking around and waving at people in the crowd. They're focused on the race. And when the gun sounds, boom, they're off. They're focused. They're running. They're heading for the finish line. And Paul, and the writer of Hebrews, uses this as a picture of an attitude that we are take. And he's saying, consider. And he's picturing these Old Testament saints that sacrificed so much and accomplished so much by faith because they trusted God. He's picturing them as being in the stands watching all of us. And he's saying, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, lay aside everything that would slow you down. Is there something slowing you down? He even distinguishes between a weight and a sin. Oh, my friends, I remember John Wesley said, somebody asked him, what is the world? Because the Bible talks about love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. John Wesley said, anything that cools my love for Christ is the world. Anything that cools my love for Christ is the world. And he says, he exhorts, let us lay aside every weight, anything that would slow us down, and the sin that would ensnare us, entangle, get our feet tangled up, and cause us to fall. Let's lay aside those things and let us run with, and there's that word again, endurance, patience, endurance, perseverance. Because you see, this is not a 100-meter dash, the Christian life. The Christian life is a marathon. And what is of essence in a marathon is not speed, but it's the ability to hang in there, to keep on keeping on. Perseverance, endurance. I've lived long enough to see Christians, ministers, like a shooting star that lights up the sky, and then they're gone all of a sudden. I've seen so many come and go in my time. But we are to run with endurance, with perseverance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus with our focus fixed on Jesus. Not on this one or that one. Not on this church or this preacher or that, but we're to run our race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. He's the one who started us out in this race, and he's the one who will help us complete the race. So don't get your eyes off of him. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. All my friends, let me encourage you today. Keep running your race. And as the writer of Hebrews remind us of all those Old Testament saints who by faith, because they trusted God, because they put their faith completely in him and trusted him, they were willing to act upon his promises. They were willing to act upon his instructions and his guidance. And they accomplished such mighty things for God. So now let us also put our trust completely in Jesus and run the race that is set before us. Who knows what God will accomplish through you and I in the days ahead. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you're enjoying these lessons. If you are, let me know. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's contact information there. I would love to hear from you, and I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow.